Since fiscal irregularities came to light at UB last year, the university has revised several policies, including cash and cash equivalent safeguarding, external audit activity, fraud reporting, and internal controls. On Thursday, former UB employees Dennis Black and Andrea Constantino admitted in state Supreme Court they stole state funds for personal use. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn explained that Black was able to tap into funds coming from the Faculty Student Association, which oversees bookstores, food service, and accounts for various student clubs.
Due to the fact that FSA makes a lot of money from the food services and the bookstore, per their contract, they give back a certain amount of money to UB that goes into their general fund.
Flynn says Black had control over the FSA and diverted FSA funds meant for the UB general fund into another account, which he controlled and fell outside the realm of UB's auditing system. Jeffrey Hagan, New York State Deputy Inspector General, was asked how and why these not-for-profit corporations exist under the university system. Even he admitted it's complex.
I think there are legal issues that are quite, frankly, a little beyond, you know, this inquiry as to why they exist. But they do enable UB to have certain flexibility, as I understand. Also, it's difficult for them to take in some sorts of money. So there's reasons behind it. You know, many of which I am unable to explain.
Flynn noted that this is the second time within a year he has had to work with the Inspector General's office on a UB case. Earlier this year, a former university maintenance supervisor admitted his role in bid rigging for a painting contract for which he accepted a $100,000 kickback. Michael Mosiak, WBFO News.